Podcast Viewfinder.
We've always defined ourselves by the ability to overcome the impossible. And we count these moments. These moments when we dare to aim higher, to break barriers, to reach for the stars, to make the unknown known. We count these moments as our proudest achievements, but we lost all that. Or perhaps we've just forgotten that we are still pioneers, and we've barely begun, and that our greatest accomplishments cannot be behind us, because our destiny lies above us. Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, Episode 2. So that was a quote from Interstellar. I watched that yesterday. But before we get to anything, James, I just got to give a shout out to Trevor Rhine. Because he is the one that made our music. He made music for us. So Trevor Rhine, you can find him on SoundCloud. And so check him out. It's great. So his stuff. I just asked him. I was like, hey, man, here's what our podcast is. And he's like, yeah, I'll do this. It sounds great. And he made it like in one day.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
He got back to me the next day. I was like, this is sweet. So I got to find his name on there so you can look him up. It's like, it's not Pedro the Lion. That's something Lion. Ryan Lion.
Ryan Lion.
Like Lions? Is that it?
Like I'm Lions. Not sure.
Okay, I'll look.
I didn't discuss it with them before.
Yeah. So, yeah, Trevor Rhine. So if you look up Like Lions on SoundCloud, and then it says Trevor Rhine under his name. I think there's a couple Like Lions. So, but he's... he makes some good stuff, so go check him out and support him because he does cool stuff for us. So
he does.
Thanks, Trevor. Much appreciated. So
yeah, maybe you're listening, Trevor.
Maybe Trevor's listening to this. So so I saw Interstellar finally. It came out
about time
on DVD and Blu-ray a couple of weeks ago, and so it was one of those things I hadn't been watching. So
you've had it on DVD for like days.
I did. I checked out to the library, and I kept. I kept renewing it because I didn't have time to watch it. And so I held it for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. And so many people hate you now.
Probably. They don't know I had it that long, though. They don't know who checked it out. So
I'm going to tell them.
But now they do. So this is on the World Wide Web.
Yep.
Okay. So Podcast Viewfinder, in case this is your first episode, actually our first episode's not on yet.
It's
not
up. So you can...
That's some technical difficulties. So maybe you're starting on episode 2.
Is it up now?
It'll be.
Same. Okay, so they can just binge.
They'll probably post both of them the same day. But so our desire with this podcast is to make a podcast that we look at just different stuff in pop culture and kind of discuss what worldview it's pushing and kind of look at it from the lens of, all right, how do we look at this as followers of Christ? Like, what should we consume this stuff? If we do, how do we talk to our friends about it? How do we tie Christ in the conversation and all that stuff? So. Yeah. Yeah. So should we talk about Interstellar first? And like, so fast forward like 2 minutes or 3 minutes if you don't want any spoilers for Interstellar, if you have not seen it. I mean, there's some stuff to spoil, but it's still a good movie regardless if you know about it or not. This is a Christopher Nolan movie.
Yep, which, always good. Every movie he's ever made is good. But you mentioned last week, if you haven't listened to that podcast.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about Nolan last week.
Yes.
And so it's ironic because we're talking about him now.
Because I said that his movies don't have good guys in them.
Yeah. So what do you think? Was there a good guy in this movie?
So there was a good guy and there were a couple bad guys in this actually. So there's some people that, I say they're bad guys because they lie. Like that's where he always has these moral gray areas. So one guy is lying about something and he lies to several people to get them to do things they probably wouldn't have done had he told the truth.
Yeah.
But do the ends justify the means? This is one of those questions. So
he's working towards the greater good.
Yeah.
And so.
And because he lies, good things end up happening at the end, but you would never, I don't know. It's crazy. So, so there's a couple things in there. It's not really time travel, but kind of. They talk about like bending time a lot. So, because this one planet, because of where the gravitational pull and stuff are like, because they're near a black hole at one point, they're like 1 hour on this planet is 7 hours.
Seven years.
Seven years in Earth time.
Yeah.
So they're like, I don't want to, because there's some stuff there that's pretty interesting that I don't want to spoil. But I liked how they did like stuff with time.
Oh yeah.
That was neat. There's stuff I don't really want to say because I don't want to spoil stuff, but I feel like I already said that there's a spoiler warning. So we'll talk about it. So he goes into a black hole at one point.
Yes, he does go into a black hole. And so some of you are going to be like, that's not possible. He should be dead.
Yes.
Well, it's a movie.
Yeah, I know.
So
nobody's ever been in a black hole, so you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
How do you know who's been in a black hole?
Come on. Prove him wrong. Go ahead.
So if you've been in a black hole, write us at... Chris, I don't know how to give my email address. So it's CHRISCHAUDOIN at BethelEVV.com. So it's Bethel E and then two V's .com. You can write into that. So, I'm kind of excited about like this movie because I hadn't seen it. I love Christopher Nolan movies. And then this one was like really good. Like as we're talking about worldview stuff, like what worldview does it push? Does it push that they're like this God and the creator?
I don't think so.
So, this is a huge spoiler for the movie. So at one point, like it's almost alluding to like there's something out there that's helping them because Earth is dying. Okay. Yeah. So the Earth is dying. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, we're going to something out there, put this wormhole so they can go through it and travel to a new place.
Yeah.
And so they're like, what put it out there? Like, well, we don't know. Or something. So they travel through it. Then when he gets into, but like there was something in his daughter's room. There was like a force in gravity. His daughter's room.
Yeah.
Gravity that had changed. It was an anomaly that like pushed them to figure out like, oh, hey, there's something out there like pushing me towards this place. And it was NASA. And so he flies on the spaceship and all this stuff. Well, at the end, you find out that he was the different gravitational force. So like he's like behind her bookshelf in this black hole, pushing the books off the shelf, pushing.
It's definitely weird.
Yeah, he's pushing all this stuff, and like he's the one that pointed him to NASA. Like, so all this crazy stuff, and then you're like, "Oh, it was him the whole time."
Yeah.
And so, but that messes with your mind, right? Because you're like, "Wait, if he's doing that, is it time travel?
How did he get there?
But he's outside of time."
I feel like it pushes. More than anything, human ingenuity.
Yes.
That's
what that quote I read at the beginning.
Yeah. So we can do it. We can do all these things. And even like them finding, Matthew McConaughey says to one of the characters, we're not going to find another planet like ours. And then that's when they respond, well, we found many like ours. Kind of alluding to, hey, our planet's not really that special. We can find others. It's just we can't reach them, but of course this wormhole allows them to reach some planets.
But a wormhole is, if you don't know, it's like a space anomaly where you can travel from one place to another really quickly.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a bend in space,
space time continuum.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
But they, they say there's other planets. There's not life on them. There's water.
Yeah.
And there's breathable atmosphere on some of them. One was like an ice planet. It was Hoth.
Yeah.
One. Planet had giant waves. It was cool. It was like a water planet.
Yeah, it did not. I mean, the surface was just water because the waves just pounded it smooth. So
it was like, I really liked the movie, but as I was thinking about it, I was like, does it push that there's anything beyond us? Like it doesn't, like it made it seem like it at one point, and then it's like, oh no, that's us. We discovered this. We figured this out. Yeah. And human ingenuity. But the interesting, like they called it the Lazarus Project, and they talk about like coming back to life, and they mention Lazarus was dead, and then he came back to life, and so,
But they don't mention who
brought him back to life.
Yeah, exactly. So he was dead, but he came back to life. It's not.
Oh, Jesus brought him back.
Yeah. So
didn't say that. But yeah, so I liked that. It was an interesting. They call it Lazarus, and then he kind of at the end becomes Lazarus because he is in this black hole, and you think he should be dead, but then he comes back to life.
Like
they find him or whatever. So it was cool. I it was a good movie. Definitely worth watching. Yeah. There's a little bit of bad language.
Yes,
at a few points, but it's not. I mean, it is PG-13. No sex or nudity whatsoever. There's nothing. I don't even think there wasn't anything that even like alluded to. Stuff. So content-wise, like pretty much the only there's like a little of violence, but it's nothing bloody. Like there is, I mean, some punching, but like really the only thing that was, I mean, there was some bad words. So you can look that up on Plugged In. They go through the content. PluggedIn.com is a website that kind of goes through a lot of content stuff. But yeah, there are a couple bad words. But really good movie. Really well done. Surprise actors. You're like, what? I didn't know this guy was in this movie. So,
can't mention that.
Okay. Tune back in. We're done talking about Interstellar. So last week was Easter.
Yeah, pretty awesome. My favorite holiday. Yeah. Well, I mean, I really like Christmas too.
Yeah. But now this week.
Yeah, there was no holiday except
today.
Today, yeah, today's a big day.
Yeah, what day is it, James?
Thomas Jefferson's birthday. He's dead now, of course.
What? When did he die?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. He's dead. Today? Died okay. at some time. But, right. But he's pretty significant because he was our president.
Gosh.
Second, is he right? The second or third? I don't know.
Gosh.
I think he was the second.
We should have looked this up.
Yeah. Before. So, obviously, we aren't history buffs in U.S. history.
He was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Was he?
I don't know.
Or was it? I think it was the Constitution.
What?
I don't think he signed the Declaration of Independence.
Thomas Jefferson was an American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence. Like, he wrote.
Yeah, he wrote it, but he didn't, president. Sign it. He's See, you're getting all hard on me.
Okay, sorry. Okay. How do you know he didn't sign it? He wrote it.
Yeah, I know. Because my brother and I talk about this all the time.
He wrote it, but yeah, didn't sign it?
Yeah, I know. We talk about weird things. Luke, my brother, we might have him on at some point.
No.
No.
Okay, so he wrote it and didn't sign it?
Yeah, I don't think he did.
All right.
So anyway, but his birthday today. But it's ironic because all of these people in the news are announcing, hey, I'm going to run for president.
Yes.
So like yesterday, big person, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she said, hey, I'm going to run for president again. So she ran against Barack back in...
2008.
Yeah, 2008.
So... And I mean, as we look at, like, we're not really a political podcast, but we'll talk about how that affects us. And, yeah. Like, so if you look at different people and, like, look at their worldview, like, what's her worldview? Like, what is her, I mean, there's things that, because I guess her big quote now that, like, the Republicans are thrown out there is like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's not, like,
I don't even know.
It's not even that important or something. Like, the whole email scandal, there's, like, some scandals. She's already got some scandals going on.
Yeah.
And, of course, and that's what, this is what I hate about politics, is that, like, both sides will throw stuff out.
So much mud.
Like, I've already seen people on Facebook, like, this is what you want? And it's like, and they've already got stuff about how bad she is and all this. So, thing is, we're all sinners. We've all done things wrong. And so, like, that's why I'm never going to run for politics. People dig up something like, he's the worst person ever.
Yeah, he is. How are you, pastor?
How is he a pastor? Yeah. So,
but today, another person announced, Marco Rubio. So,
and he's the...
He's a Latino.
Governor of New Orleans? Was that him?
Right, governor of New Orleans.
Louisiana? Governor of Louisiana? Oh, sorry. Obviously, we don't know.
Obviously,
much.
Geography is not a strong suit here either. But then you had Rand Paul the other day, a couple days ago. His was funny because his video was taken down from YouTube.
Why?
Copyright infringement or something. What I don't know.
Did he quote somebody? Or
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't follow up on it, but it was funny because I saw the headlines. So, yeah, but you have all these people, right? I mean, you've already got a couple more, and so the landscape's about to get crazy. But obviously, the president has a big effect on everything.
Yeah, and some of you like are listening because this is, I don't know, mainly for youth, maybe not. I don't know who's going to listen to it. But yeah, we both work with youth. And so I think youth will listen to this. And some of them will be like, oh, well, I'm not 18 yet. I can't vote. So it doesn't really matter who's running for president like that. But it does affect you. And so it's something that like you need to look at. Like, okay, what are their worldviews? What are they pushing? Like, what are their platforms that they... vote on. And so some people say vote your faith. I would agree with that. Like, if you follow Christ, and there are like obviously things that they're for that are against what we believe as followers of Jesus, then I'd say find a candidate that lines up with your moral values and systems. So
yeah.
No. But okay.
Speaking of big deals lately.
What's a big deal, James?
Well, obviously Furious 7, still a big deal. It came out last week.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was huge.
We talked about it already.
I did.
I didn't see it yet, though, did you?
I haven't either, but obviously...
Let's go this week.
We should. It's
part of our job.
It's making all... Yeah.
We'll turn that receipt in.
It's making a lot of money still. I mean, week one was over, and it dropped off some, but...
It's made $60 million so far, or just this week?
It made over $60 million this weekend. Actually, it's made like...
It was
ridiculous. $801 million worldwide so far.
So worldwide, like, so movies are doing really big overseas right now.
Yeah, in China, just opened. Biggest box office opening day record.
In China?
In China, with 68.8 million.
Wow. So then I have a friend that lives in the Philippines. Is that where Jake McCain is? He's out there. Jake. Hey, Jake, if you're listening. But he wrote on Facebook that, like, that the new Marvel Avengers is coming out, like, April 22nd, where he is.
Yeah.
And so he wrote, like, your brother and a couple other people are like, hey, we're going to watch this. He's like, I'm going to watch it, and I'll give you all the details so you don't have to go see it. And they're like, we hate you. So he gets to watch it early, which is cool. But, so Furious 7 is coming out, or it just came out. Home, you said that was second place?
Yeah, Home. Million? I don't even know what that's about. It made $18 million, but
that's the,
you see it getting stomped.
That's Parsons. Is it Jim Parsons? The guy that's on Big Bang Theory? It talks like this. He's Sheldon, whatever, on Big Bang Theory. So it's a cartoon movie, and so he's like this cartoon
guy. Yeah, Jim Parsons.
I heard it was good. I heard it was funny, but
that's pretty cool.
I haven't seen it.
It made $130
million. Right. But it's a cartoon.
Yeah. 240 million worldwide.
So nothing really big is coming out until May 1st, right?
I know. Avengers, so. Speaking, yeah, May 1st, the Avengers. We talked about that last week, too.
We did. But there's a new trailer for a new Marvel movie.
There is. It came out today, I do believe.
Yeah. Ant-Man. So it's Paul Rudd, first of all.
He's awesome, though. He's pretty funny.
Okay, Paul Rudd is funny. Like, some of his movies are highly inappropriate. I don't know that I've seen too many of his movies. Some of them, he is funny. Like, he's kind of one of those, like, I'm like sarcastic, I guess. I don't know. He's funny. But so Ant-Man, all right. I don't know. I watched the trailer.
Yeah.
It looks goofy, but like, but it's supposed to look goofy.
Yeah.
I don't know, James.
You can't take somebody like that serious. I mean, he's tiny. He's an ant. Nothing against that, but...
So it's going to be a comedy, for sure.
Yeah.
Like an action comedy.
Yeah.
But just the suspension of belief. I know, yes, okay, Iron Man, he's in it. Like, but just, he puts on a costume and he shrinks down to the size of an ant.
It's a suit. It's a special
suit. Sorry.
It's not a costume.
It's a costume.
He's not wearing it to hide his identity. He's wearing it so he can get small.
Okay, so he wears a special suit that shrinks him to the size of an ant.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which, okay... Why can't you?
Why can't he be a normal sized person with a superhuman suit?
Well, he did. He can change back and forth between.
That's true.
See, okay, I like that it's a suit that shrinks him, because at first I thought like he was just a tiny man that they made a suit for. So then I was like, oh, this is gonna be so terrible. But turns out he's just a normal sized man.
Yeah.
That puts on a costume.
He gets, well, you know, it's awesome. Because this movie, and one of the reasons why we're kind of talking about it, is he's a guy from jail, right? We saw in the trailer, he is in jail, and he gets a chance at redemption.
Ooh, a redemption story.
Yeah, it's a redemption story, so how cool is that? Like, we talk about redemption actually within the church, like, that's huge. That's one of our important, Christ comes and redeems us, and so we get a second chance because of what Christ has done. So that's going to be a cool little thing in the movie.
I think you're reading a little too much into it, but I don't know. We don't know why he's in prison.
He's a thief.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he steals.
Oh, that's what he said. Yeah, in the trailer he says that. But so, he does have a redemption story, but then he like goes and kills people. I don't know.
Well, we don't know if he kills anybody. He might just knock him out. I mean, Batman, come on. How many people does he kill?
None.
Zero.
Batman didn't kill people. Yeah. He just... I was listening to guys talk about, like, Batman, like, the video game. There's a new Batman video game coming out. And so, there's this video game where he's, like, the newest Batman video games. I mean, he, like, breaks their legs and punches them and, like, I mean, just does all this stuff. He knocks them all out. But they're, like, you don't see the ambulance come later and pick them all up and take them to the hospital. And they're, like, in recovery for, like, months and years. Like, I'll never recover from 8 broken arms and a broken spine and all this stuff. But
8 broken arms.
Yep. It's broken 8 places.
Ah.
So you think it's going to be a good movie?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a sleeper hit.
A sleeper hit?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't gotten as much attention. The trailer's...
It just the first trailer just came out.
I know. When's it? It's coming out in July.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It could be good. Paul Rudd, if you're listening, which he probably is.
Yeah.
Good job making this movie. Again, it does, because it gives it a comedy feel because he's in it. It's also, like, the trailer's kind of goofy at parts. So, that's what I'm, like, wondering, because it's, like, if when he's tiny, in tiny mode, he, like jumps on this guy and punches him in the face, and the guy's like, whoa! Because I guess ants have like eight, like can carry 10 times their body weight or whatever. So you're like, oh, so he's really strong. But it just looked, I don't want it to be so cheesy that it's stupid. Like that I don't enjoy it. Then I'm like, this is so dumb. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And because it's Paul Rudd, I don't know how like the raunchiness is going to be in the movie either. So.
But it is Marvel. So I think they'll,
But they're also making, not Daredevil. What's the, Daredevil just came out too.
Yeah, that did.
What's Deadpool?
Deadpool, yeah.
And that one's going to be rated R. Is that Marvel? Yeah, Marvel is Deadpool. Yeah, it's Marvel. So, real quick, Daredevil.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about Daredevil on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet.
It's a little bloody, I hear.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen, okay. So again, just a disclaimer. We may mention shows and movies on here that's not us recommending you to go see them. We're just going to talk about them, talk about their worldview. And so that's up to you and discernment to decide, hey, this is a movie I can watch or not watch. Also, listen to your parents, because if you're a teenager or listening to this or younger and your parents have a say in what you watch, and then please be respectful to what they say and don't go behind their back. But I like Daredevil. I liked the movie with Ben Affleck. I know it got like a huge, like people will say it was stupid and all this stuff, but I enjoyed that movie. Came out several years ago. It
came out a while ago, I liked it too. I thought it was really cool. And I like Ben Affleck.
He
brings out good movies.
Casey Affleck was in Interstellar, right?
Who is that?
Casey Affleck, wasn't he the older version of that guy's son? Wasn't it?
In Interstellar? Oh, yeah.
Okay. No pregnant pauses, James. Do you know what a pregnant pause is? We had this conversation today. Somebody, like, they're like, what's a pregnant pause? A pregnant pause is like a long
pause on the air. Can't do that because there's nothing to watch.
Pause. Yeah. Like I was in a room and three of the people in that room, which is everybody except me, didn't know what a pregnant pause was. So, so you say superhero movies are on the rise.
Yeah. It's crazy. Not just you brought up Daredevil, the show. I'm just like, wow. Like how crazy is this, right?
And there's the Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Yeah. And then we got Fantastic Four.
A remake of that.
That remake, another one. Was I heard they're making another remake of Spider-Man.
Wait, what?
Rebooting it, yeah.
That's the third one?
This will be the third reboot. Marvel's got it now. I think they've got control over it.
Marvel does?
Yeah, so they didn't have control over it. I think why? Sony.
Oh, Sony had it.
Yeah, so Marvel's got it back, so they want to start over. But yeah, we've got like all these, every other movie is a superhero movie or every other show. I mean, how many? You got The Flash, you got Daredevil, you got The Arrow.
Ooh, I like Arrow.
Yeah, Arrow.
Heroes. I know they're not like Marvel related, but you had Heroes. Is that what started the superhero craze? Because Heroes hit, and that's when like people really liked the first season of that show.
Yeah.
Which I have not seen, but I've heard season 2 is kind of bad, and then it just went downhill because there was the writer's strike, and then they made Villains, and I think they're rebooting it or something, or bringing it back, or whatever. So that was kind of when was The Dark Knight? So,
well, Batman Begins was before that, so.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant, sorry.
But before that, I feel like, Batman Begins was 2005.
Okay.
With Iron Man, I think, what was that, 2007? Because Iron Man was really took off. No one expected that.
So Heroes hit 2006. So that show started in 2006. So Batman Begins, maybe that was the start of it.
Yeah.
Batman Began.
I mean, Batman Begins was a really good. I mean, they had Iron Man, or not Iron Man, but Fantastic Four, the original, not the new
one. Oh, Fantastic Four. They made two of them, the Silver Surfer or whatever. Yeah. Like, those were like really bad.
Fantastic Four 2005. So they started gaining speed like
right then. But yeah, I think really when Iron Man hit and it was as good as it was, that's what started the Marvel craze.
Yeah.
Because they made Iron Man and like, when did they sign the contract to do all that stuff? Because at the end of the first Iron Man, they did that secret after the credits thing where Nick Fury shows up and it's like, hey, I'm starting the Avengers. And Iron Man's like, whatever, I'll do my own thing. So, but they, so they made that. Then they had Thor, was that next? And then Captain America. I don't know, we don't need to get in all the order.
But yeah, yeah, they're blowing up right now. So, I mean, then...
Why?
That's a good question. That's kind of why we ask. Like,
is it because... I think for me, like Batman, he's like a normal guy that does super normal things. Like he doesn't have powers. He's not like Superman where like, oh, we can't kill him unless we have this special rock. And unfortunately, all the bad guys have that exact rock that's going to hurt him. And like, what? This is stupid. So, so then, I don't know. I see that. I see Superman. I'm like, okay, this is highly unrealistic. Whereas yeah. Iron Man... And Captain America, not Thor, because he's a god, but I like Iron Man was a normal guy. He took some serum and yeah. he got stronger and faster, harder, better, faster, stronger. So you had him, and you had Iron Man, who's a normal guy, puts on a suit and he's really smart, but like he invents the suit that makes him a superhero.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons.
What are they?
I mean, well. They're very inspiring. Like, they're more inspiring than usual. They're like, oh, man, like Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his whole story from being, like, this puny, scrawny guy.
That wants to make a big difference.
Yeah, he's got this huge heart.
But he can't do that until he takes drugs. Yeah. Hey, kids, do drugs and you'll be like Captain America.
Yeah. No, no,
Just kidding, don't do drugs. But, yeah, but that's... So, usually for a superhero, something extraordinary happens to him. Like,
yeah.
I don't know about Daredevil, but the Daredevil movie, he gets hit by a... he wasn't blind, right? And then, like, this special stuff gets in his eyes.
Yeah, and it blinds him.
It blinds him, but then it allows him to see in black and white through sound waves. So, if Daredevil's ever attacking you, just ring a bell and scream real loud. Like, ah! Clang, 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 and then he can't. He doesn't know what's going on.
He's blind.
Yeah, so...
Literally.
He's blind, yeah. And then he's blind and deaf. So, but does he have superhuman abilities, Daredevil?
He's super athletic.
See, what I heard about the show, and I don't know if I'm going to like it or not, that it's done like in a first person view, like the whole entire show. So it's just a black screen because he's blind, and then you just hear stuff like "I'm fighting you."
Yeah,
it's a Netflix original, and they didn't have a good budget for it. So I think season two is going to be, they're going to actually show pictures and stuff. But this one, like you every once in a while you'll like hear a sound wave and you'll kind of see a brief object. But for the most part, it's just a black screen. It's all dialogue.
I feel like you're not telling me the truth.
I'm April Fool's. Okay. So
you almost destroyed my hopes there.
Did you really think it was a first person?
Yeah, first I did, and then he started saying black screen the whole time. Then I started to catch on. Oh. Maybe he's not really telling the truth.
But yeah, so I think for me, like superhero stuff, it's like these are people that are normal people that do extraordinary things, and I think like I want to be that, right? Like I want my life to matter. Like I want the things that I do to affect others and for a good cause. Like I want to be like great. And so, yeah. So I think that's what like draws people into though. Like it's, and you have like these bad guys that are so like, you have super villains.
Yeah.
You have the Joker. You have that guy that has whips in Iron Man. He's like, oh, I got electric whips.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is dumb.
Iron Man doesn't really have very good villains.
I know. You got Whip Boy. And then the other guy that like, I feel like all Iron Man's villains are guys that take his technology and just make him bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, we have... See, how is Age of Ultron going to be different than Iron Man 3, where it's like, oh, hey, now we've got control of all your robots, and they're shooting at you now, too. So it's like, oh, here's another robot that... Because before it was human-controlled, now like one of his robots became self-aware.
Self-aware, yeah.
Chappie. A great movie with a great title.
Chappie?
Just kidding. Chappie's the dumbest movie ever made.
He doesn't know that. He hasn't seen it
yet. I haven't seen it, but I can go based off the title. I judge movies by their title.
Yeah, he
and
does.
Chappie, it could have been named Robot Boy, and it would have been a better movie. Like, man becomes a robot. Like, something better than anything but Chappie.
I like Chappie. That. I love it.
It's the worst. Okay.
So, obviously, we're in disagreement here. So, well, you know, Let's see, Avengers has everybody in it. You got even like the Flash dude. Let's see, Quicksilver.
Oh yeah,
and then you've got Quicksilver
from X-Men, which is interesting because X-Men's like a different.
That was awesome,
but they're not
the same.
They're not the ones that were in the actual the last.
And they're not tied in because they don't have X-Men rights. So
they don't call them X-Men. They're just like,
I don't know what they call them, like, but they don't have the rights to X-Men right now.
This person, so instead of Quicksilver, they call him like
Quick Boy,
fast, Quick Boy. What's another name for Silver?
Like Red Witch.
Red Witch, yeah. Red Witch and Copper.
Quick Copper.
Or, yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
But all these movies, they're great and they're kind of inspirational most of the time.
And they're epic, too.
They are.
They're inspirational, they're epic, and it's just, they're fun, like, to go and just kind of lose yourself for a while in them. So, as we've lost ourselves in this conversation for quite a while. I'm excited about that. Those movies are coming out soon. Hey, Star Wars Day is coming up.
It is.
May the 4th.
It's a big day this year.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. Do you have a list?
No, this is May the 4th.
Oh.
That's why it's called Star Wars Day.
Oh.
So one year my wife made Wookiee cookies, Han burgers.
Those sound awesome, actually.
I forget what the Dagobah punch.
You'll have to bring them in this year.
I know. Han burgers. They're really good. So, May the 4th, it's Star Wars Day, and there's a new album releasing.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's been a while.
It has. A few years.
So, Mumford & Sons has a new album. But, James, why is this album unique?
Because there's no banjo. It's banjo-less.
Okay.
It's like their first rock album.
Mumford & Sons is, like, they brought banjo. They made banjo cool again.
They did. And was it ever not cool? I feel like it's always been cool.
It's always been cool, but they made it like contemporary cool. Like before, it was like bluegrass music and different stuff. But they made it like, it was this mixture of a little bit Coldplay, a little bit U2, and then like, but they had their own thing going. And I know there's some other bands that do that. Alfred Brothers, or what is it? What's the Alfred?
Alfred Brothers.
Avid Brothers. So you had some bands that were doing it, but they were so indie that like nobody really knew about them unless you were cool into the indie scene and you were a hipster, then you knew about those bands. And so when Mumford & Sons came out, you're like, Avid Brothers have been doing it better. That's for Chad Michael. So you have like all these bands that were kind of doing that, but then you had Mumford & Sons came in and made it popular. And so bands like that grew in popularity. One of my favorites, I Need to Breathe. They had that sound going on for a while, but when Mumford & Sons came out, they kind of, I think people started listening to them a little bit more too. Need to Breathe is like one of my favorite bands. They're amazing.
They got to ride the wave.
Yeah, I think they gained in popularity because of Mumford & Sons. Mumford & Sons like raised that to the next level, and you had bands like, there's the Wren Collective Experiment, which was a worship band, but they're like, they're Irish.
Yeah.
Just like Mumford & Sons.
Can't even tell.
Yeah. And they're like great, but they have that kind of same sound and do stuff like with the banjo and a little foot bass drum, foot kick pedals. You're playing boom, bing, 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 whatever. So, so Mumford & Sons come out with no banjo on the album.
Yeah, I'm really well. We listened to some of their songs.
Okay, and here's what I thought about them. It sounds like Coldplay, like his
which
voice
is not a bad thing, guys. Okay, Coldplay's awesome.
It's not a bad thing. But it is, because I feel like they lost a little bit of their what made them unique. And I know, like, yes, there's all these other bands that are doing what they do. But he has a very distinctive voice that goes well with that banjo style. That's why I like Need to Breathe, because his voice fits really well with their style of music.
Yeah.
And I feel like whoever the lead singer of Mumford & Sons, I guess Mumford, Jim Mumford, his style goes really well with that banjo, probably because that's the only stuff I've heard with them. So when I heard their stuff, I'm like, this just kind of sounds like Coldplay. It sounds like people that have already done this before, and it lost some of their uniqueness.
Yeah.
So what was their first album, their really popular song? The Cave, was that it?
The Cave was very popular.
And I will hold on hope.
Every once in a while, they'll have a bad word in a...
They have like one bad word per song. Like they, it's one song has a bad word in it per album. So I don't know. And it's usually the bad word. but that Hold On Hope song, and I will hold on hope and I won't let yeah. you.
I mean, I love their music.
That I watched that music video. First of all, there's like a Hispanic guys that are singing the songs. I was like, oh, what? This is a Hispanic man. I never would have thought that. And then they're like, oh, wait, no, it's not. It's these guys riding mopeds around town. But that song, I remember listening to that song on repeat, like on YouTube, just watching that video over and over, like probably 50 times, like in a matter of a few days. I just, like, I would be on the computer typing or whatever, and I'd just repeat that song because it was incredible. And so I really like Mumford & Sons, but their new stuff, yes, it's good lyrically. The few things that I've heard, I haven't really listened a lot to the lyrics, but I think his dad's a pastor, is how the story goes, and so he's got kind of a lot of religious themes in how he wrestles with some of the, like, okay, do I really follow this or do I not? And so it's kind of like that wrestling match that a lot of us deal with. Like, he's got doubts about stuff, but he's also, like, usually their music is very hopeful. So I hope they haven't lost that on this. I haven't really had time to listen to the lyrics. So I just, right before this podcast, literally we just listened to a few snippets of some of their songs. So I don't really know the messages behind them. But typically Mumford & Sons is a positive group, except for the F-word
F-word every once in a while.
I think it's just one song.
One
per
or two.
Album.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, is it necessary?
Oh, man. They didn't need that there.
Well, yeah, because the one song, like, on their first album, like on the radio, you're like, oh, yeah, this is cool. And then, like, you listen to it on not edited version, you're like, oh, you know, like, I didn't realize that was in there. So
it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But you know what? Their message, I mean, they struggle with stuff and they're honest about it. That's pretty cool because you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Speaking of other messages, Billboard top song still, Uptown Funk.
Wait, hold on. Before we get to Uptown Funk, what do you think of Mumford & Sons? Like,
oh, yeah, I liked it.
You liked
it? I mean, I liked it. I mean,
do you think it sounds, it's not as unique, though, do you
it's
think?
Not as unique, but it's still good. I'll still listen
still
to it.
It's still good. Okay.
Still, right. Like, turn it up.
So, Uptown Funk.
Yeah, Uptown Funk.
Uptown girl.
Oh, wrong song. That's my Uptown.
Yeah. So how long do you think this is going to be at number one?
Oh, man. Everybody loves it. They are loving it. I have a 16-year-old sister, and that's all she plays all day.
So I bet next week it's going to drop from number one. If you don't believe me, just watch.
Ooh, okay.
I had to get that joke in there, James. So Uptown Funk, it's Bruno Mars and then some guy that nobody knows. You're like, what? Who is this guy? But apparently, like, he's a producer on, like, tons of albums, and he's never really had a... He hasn't put out anything, like, on his own. So it's
Mark Ronson
featuring Bruno Mars. The first time I heard it, I think the first time they played it was on Saturday Night Live. Like Bruno Mars was the musical guest. And, dude, like, it killed. Like, it was... I was listening, I was like, this is great, because... I've seen this trend in popular music now. Like, it's kind of going back to the, like, some old school roots. You got Uptown Funk. It's got some stuff. Meghan Trainor, All About That Bass. It's kind of got that, like, it's got that kind of, like, doo-wop 50s, 60s vibe to it. Some of that, not Beach Boys, but kind of that era type stuff. And it's kind of making a comeback, but they're mixing it with new. So you've got this kind of, like, new... And actually, Uptown Funk doesn't really do that. It's got a little bit of, like, beat and stuff in it, but I'd say mainly, like, it sounds like a old funk album that you would hear. But, of course, lyrically, you got to look at some of that stuff. So, yeah, do you like the song, first of all?
I'm not a fan. Like, I don't really care for it. I mean, you were talking about, like, you're dancing to it last week. It was great.
Yeah, I like this song.
Yeah,
But here's the problem with it.
Here's why I don't like it.
That's not why you don't like it. You just don't like the sound.
That's true.
But as we're looking at, like, what worldview is it pushing? And a lot of it's hedonism. Like, if you don't know what hedonism is, it's just like gaining, like, whatever I can for myself. Like, I'm gonna live my life to the fullest. Not as Christ said, I come to give you life to the full, but as, like, hey, I'm just gonna do what I want. Hey, James, mute your phone before we do a podcast. But it's in the song, it talks about drinking.
Yeah.
Talks about sex. It's not, like, very overt how he talks about it, but it's just kind of like this, oh, yeah, hey, there's girls, and they say hallelujah toward the girls, and there's just there's just some different things. Like, there's some references, like, oh, we're going to do this or whatever. And extravagant living, like, he just talks about, like, not wasting money, but just like I'm driving up in a limo. We're just going around town. We're just doing all this stuff. Like, it's just kind of a party style lifestyle. Like, hey, we're just living it up. And they're like, talks about all this extravagant living stuff. And it's one of those things, right? Like, I think when people listen to it, like, oh yeah, like Uptown Funk, like Uptown, like that's high class, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want to be Uptown. And then just, and it's a good, so there is some wordplay on stuff, because the word funk sounds like another word that could be bad. And so there's some plays of that word in there.
Could be bad.
There's a couple of swears in the song too. So I'm not saying go listen to the song. You probably heard it though. If you listen to any top 40 radio type stuff, I'm sure it'll be on a commercial sometime soon or something, if it's not already. But it's a really catchy song, and that Bruno Mars, like, he's like kind of, he's got this real catchy stuff. And
yeah,
I like him. Like, he, again, his lifestyle, the stuff that he promotes is not good, but he's got a great voice, and he does a lot of like unique stuff in music. I feel like he's kind of pushing music in a different direction, like by his style and how he like marries different women. No, how he marries different styles. Like, he puts funk in there with this stuff, and it's like, it's kind of one of those things you're like, oh, I didn't know that he even like had this in him, but he does. Like, he's got all these different styles. So I like.
Yeah, he's a great artist.
Yeah,
he is a great artist. It's just that message.
Yeah,
it's that message of all about me, living it up, living that lifestyle, the extravagant living lifestyle.
Right, and you can see that in the way that he. I mean, that video. I haven't watched the video either. So again, we're not saying the song's great. We're not saying the video's great. We're just talking about it like from like, hey, it promotes these things. Like, these are things it pushes to the forefront and all that. So, but yeah, we're talking about, because extravagant living is just kind of like, I want people to notice me. It's kind of that status, like, I'm going to wear really nice clothes, or I'm going to have the latest gadgets. I'm going to just spend all my money on me so I can live it up, right?
Yeah.
And so, going along those lines, the Apple Watch comes out in like April 24th. So just a little over 10 to 11 days from now.
And this is one where you're not going to be able to just walk into the store and buy, I've been told. You can't just like line up. You got to pre-order it.
Oh, really?
And so this is going to have some status. I mean, you got a $250 watch to a $10,000 watch.
The $10,000 are like really elite. Like, there's not very many of those.
Yeah. I mean,
because it's like solid gold or something.
Yeah. And so over 1 million pre-orders so far. They just opened up not too like long ago. On Friday, I believe, that's when they opened it up. And over 1 million people want this watch. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot more people who want it. But yeah, so everybody's like, oh man, look at it. How cool it is. Look what it does. Look how cool I am. So I'm interested in seeing how many people are actually going to have it, wearing it around.
So there were 1 million pre-orders on the first day, which was Friday, right?
Yeah.
So we don't know.
Yeah, so we have not been.
Well, it says they scored an estimated 1 million pre-orders on Friday. But I'm sure that number is way above that now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So, and I don't know if, like, I'm sure they'll tell numbers later, but.
They'll be like, we sold 60 million. You know, we just made another.
So your thoughts on the watch? Are you wanting to get it?
Not the first generation. Oh, no. Battery life. Not good. It's a little bit laggy. Processor's not that great. And you have to spend like three. You can't get the cheapest one because that is like aluminum with regular glass. You've got to get the second tier, which is like a silvery looking stainless steel.
Oh, the stainless steel one?
With sapphire.
Why can't you get the aluminum one?
Because it's got regular glass on it. You want that to scratch? I mean, I'm not going to put my watch in a case.
Yeah.
Or I got my phone in a case.
Yeah, that would be. If they have watch cases, that'd be really
good. You know, when you hit stuff.
Yeah, you do a lot. I mean,
there goes my watch.
I get Timex watches. They like take a lick in and keep on ticking. Is that
they
Timex?
Do. But yeah, keep on going for a year.
It's one of those things that, yeah, I want, but I think it's more for the status and not for. Like, it's not practical, I don't feel like. But all the reviews are saying that this is the best of.
It is.
The smartwatches, because like that's kind of becoming a thing, but.
But they didn't have to aim very high for that.
That's true. So.
It looks beautiful.
It does.
It just makes me like lust over technology. I'm like, oh, the next big thing. Yeah, let's get it. I don't even want too much stuff.
And then my friends are going to have it.
And then that's going to cause you, like, oh. Where are you at? And then you got to get your cool band to be different.
Right, I'm going to covet my neighbor's stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I think, that's one of the Ten Commandments that God's like, hey, you got to be on guard about this. Because when I start wanting that stuff more than, like, hey, I should live my life in such a way that my friends want to be more like Christ. And when I start focusing on their stuff and I start buying their stuff. Because I had a friend in middle school that I felt like everything I did, like he would do, like he would just copy me on stuff. Like, I mean, I don't know.
How I am to you now. I know. That's great.
Yeah, but I mean, like tennis, golf, I don't know. Maybe not bowling. Maybe bowl. I don't know. But like, I mean, there's just things that I would do that I felt like he would do those things. I don't know if it's because we didn't really do those things together. He was like kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm playing tennis now. Like, oh, really? Like, what? So it was kind of like I would do something and he would do something. And I felt like, I don't know, I don't think he was ever jealous. I think it was just things he was like, oh, okay, I want to do that now. I don't know. And I never
rivalry.
I never felt jealousy from him or anything. But it's kind of one of those things I feel like be your own person.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we feel like to be our own person, like, oh, yeah, well, I'll get the Blue Watch band and not the... Or I'll get the Gold Elite. I'll pay $10,000 and I won't have a house. But, man, I got this sweet watch. Dude, look, James, I can tap it. And if you have one, it'll tap on your wrist.
What? Boom. That is pretty cool. There are some cool things.
Yeah. I can write you a little note in a meeting because texting is not an option. What? Like, some of that stuff, I'm like, this is crazy. But... Again, their advertisements look great because I want to watch them all the time. So, yeah. All right. I think we got to get going, man. It's like we've been on this for 46 minutes. So, yeah. We'll talk about that later. So, hey, is that all? Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
So, hey, we want you to find your view. Like, we want you to look through things. Somebody gave me a book on worldviews, so maybe we'll talk about some of these sometime. There's some crazy ones in here. But yeah, but it's like we want you guys to be wise about what you consume, what you take in. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's books, there's movies, there's video games, there's TV shows, clothing lines. There's all this stuff, and all advertisement, all technology, all pop culture stuff is promoting a message. They're pushing something. They want you to buy in to it. And so what are you filling your mind with? What are you filling yourself up with? Like, are you consuming these things because your friends are, because it's popular? Or is it because, like, you genuinely enjoy that stuff? And if you do enjoy that stuff, like, take time to think about it. Like, what is this song promoting? What lifestyle, when Meghan Trainor's all about that bass, what does that mean? Like, what is that saying? Does she really like deep, like, low music, boom, 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 boom. Or is there something else there? There's something else there, just so you know that. But, like, there's all this stuff, and a lot of times we're like, oh, I like the song, Uptown Funk, it's great, yeah. But you don't realize, like, oh, this is promoting something. This is pushing a lifestyle, and it's contradictory to what Scripture says. It's contradictory to how Christ tells us to live. And so we want you guys to consume those things or to look at those things and to say, maybe I shouldn't consume this. Maybe I should make a wiser choice. And so... again, thanks to Trevor Ryan.
Yeah.
So, Like Lions, LikeLions, on, what's SoundCloud? So on SoundCloud. And so go to SoundCloud, search for Like Lions. And then, there's the one that says Trevor Ryan. So that's the dude who made our intro and outro music and like kind of the underlying stuff that you're hearing probably right now. So, all right. Thanks again. We'll see you. See you next week. I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
Thanks for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder.
Podcast Viewfinder.